This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1896. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded September 19th, Anguilla, Armenia, Australia, Bhutan, Bougainville, Brazil, Burundi, China, Cuba, East Turkestan, Ethiopia, Fiji, France, Germany, Greece, Indonesia, International Waters, Korea South, Kurdistan, Kuwait, Kyrgyzstan, Myanmar, North America, Solomon Islands, Somaliland, Spain, Taiwan, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Since Hurricane Irma, we've been wondering what's become of the Caribbean beacon on Anguilla. 6090 at night, 11775 in the daytime. It's not been heard at all. Richard Langley heard a report on Wavescan that their medium wave tower was knocked down. That's 1610 kilohertz. But the shortwave towers were still up, although the curtain antenna between them was severely damaged. They plan to be back up and running in perhaps 3 weeks. Stay tuned for something else you can hear on 6090. News from Radio Mi Amigo via Mike Terry. Another high-power broadcast coming Sunday, September 24th. Playing Soul Tamla Motown as requested by listeners. Hosted by soul man Bruno Hansen, along with Keith Lewis and Bob Janes. That's Sunday, September 24th at 17 to 19 UT on Armenia 11845 with 100 kilowatts. And at the end of October, another high-power broadcast will be coming. Ron Howard in California has been monitoring the new low-power Australian on 5045 Aussie Radio. On September 15th at 11:57, he says the carrier was covered with over-the-horizon radar interference. And then on 17th, 18th, and 19th of September, it was clearly off the air during his normal monitoring times. So was the testing period over, or is Craig making adjustments to the transmitter? On September 16th, 17th, and 18th, I was hearing a station on 9690 after 1230 UT, playing some nice music by Tchaikovsky, The Waltz of the Flowers, on the first date. What could it be? Nothing listed. But then it signed off as Reach Beyond Australia, closing their sesquihour in Burmese, allegedly on 9685, as an HFCC and their schedule. And also the frequency they announced until closing at 12:45, but they're really on 9690. Rob Wilson in Glasgow quotes from Radio Australia's Pacific Beat webpage on September 19th. The decision to end Australian shortwave broadcasting to the Pacific earlier this year could be revisited. There's to be a review of Asia-Pacific broadcasting services as part of a wide-ranging package of reforms to the country's media laws, agreed to by independent Senator Nick Xenophon. The Department of Communications and the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade are to conduct a review, including examining whether shortwave radio technology should be used. The review will include public consultation, and the report will be made public. Senator Nick Xenophon, with an X, has been strenuously opposed to the decision by the ABC to end shortwave services, and he was a key crossbench figure in negotiations over the media reforms. So Rob says, a new lease of life for Radio Australia? Let's hope so. Ron Howard was pleased to hear BBS Bhutan 6035 on the air much later than usual, September 18th. PBS Yunnan China, the same frequency, cut off at 12:01. So then he was able to listen to Bhutan in the clear as late as 14:20 UT. However, the next day, September 19th, Bhutan went off even earlier at 11:57. So the previous day was just an anomaly, while PBS Yunnan went off at 12:13 with its usual clear ID in English. Ron Howard found both Papua New Guinea stations, NBC Bougainville 3325 and Madang 3260, off the air September 13th after 10:18 UT. Probably, he says, due to the PNG Power Limited's Easy Pay services that crashed, leaving thousands without power. So maybe NBC stations were using that system to prepay for their power. In the Radio Escutas group, Rudolfi Grimm was surprised to hear China Radio International in Portuguese on a medium wave frequency 760. That's September 14th at 23 UT. But which of the 16 Brazilian stations on 760 could it be? After some discussion, it is apparently Rádio Manchete, which is near Rio de Janeiro in Niterói. And they may also relay some other foreign broadcasts, as Leonardo Ivo Neves da Silva. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says Radio Public Africaine probably has canceled its shortwave transmissions. That's the clandestine for Burundi. Not heard since September 1st. It was at 18 to 1858 UT via France on 15480. Kai Ludwig also checked on September 17th and found no trace of a carrier on the frequency and no registration of a replacement to be seen at HFCC. The GRA blog in Argentina picks up a report, obviously from some source inside Cuba, unspecified, that as of September 16th, 204 services damaged by the effects of Hurricane Irma out of about 300 had been reestablished by workers of the Cuban Radio Communications Division. No great detail, but that involved towers down, some radio and TV stations off the air. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba. One of their major errors I caught this week was September 16th at 1951. The French service playing Cuban music was on 15730 instead of 15370. And that started interfering with the Voice of America in French via Greenville, starting at 2000, when RHC went into Portuguese. Take that, VOA, for being silly enough to attempt a frequency timeshare with the incompetent Cuban commies. Also, much but not all of the time, the 5025 transmitter of Radio Rebelde has been open carrier, dead air, or maybe a trace of modulation. This problem has been dogging Rebelde for weeks. Evidently, no one at Radio Cuba knows or cares about it. Think of all the undernourished Cubans who could be fed by the electrical money wasted on dead air and jamming. And Cuba has another way of interfering with World of Radio besides jamming of WRMI on 9955. UT Sunday, September 17th at 0200, WRMI was back on the air on 11580 for World of Radio, but I was hearing Radio Havana Cuba underneath in Spanish. That's a leapfrog mixing product of two of their other frequencies, 11760 over 11670, another 90 kilohertz lower. Fortunately, one of them went off after a few minutes, and so did the leapfrog. UT September 18th at 0243, Richard Langley in New Brunswick remarked, I've not heard Radio Republica for the past few nights on 9490. Is it off the air or propagation issues? I can hear the Cuban jammer. I asked Jeff White about it, and he says, Radio Republica's studio building in Miami has been closed due to damage from the hurricane, so they have not been able to produce programs, but they may be back on the air the following night. That broadcast, of course, is not via WRMI directly, but via France. Many of the China Radio International relay frequencies via Kashgar, East Turkestan, are off the air. Listeners in different language services, such as German and Italian, received notifications about this due to repair work between September 6th and 26th. Those included German and Italian, but Wolfgang Büschel researched their entire schedule and found that a great many, although not all, scheduled transmissions have been missing. Here's something else to hear without Anguilla in the way on 6090. In the NASA flash sheet, Rich D'Angelo in Pennsylvania says, Ethiopia's Amhara State Radio, presumed, at 0317 to 342, September 13th. Instrumental music rising above the noise floor. The man and woman talking in a listed Amharic language. Mix of talk and music seems to be the programming. Poor to fare on peaks, but eventually losing the battle with the noise floor, but no interference from Anguilla. Gary DeBach, DXing from the Oregon coast, has been hearing Fiji on its revived frequency 558 kilohertz, but not yet on the other one, which was supposedly getting the same treatment on 990, that being called Gold FM. However, I see in New Zealand DX Times, it's quite the other way around. In general, the Down Under listeners are getting better reception on 990, which is not having interference from all the North American stations, around 0525 to 0830. That's according to Brian Clark and Ian Wells. Richard Langley in New Brunswick says, Sound Kitchen, the listener contact program from Radio France International on Paris Live, has returned as of September 16th after a few weeks off or in reruns. That's during the only English hour on shortwave from RFI anymore, 06UT. This is on Saturday, September 16th on 11905. We also have a report unconfirmed that they might also be using 13725. Berliners will soon be able to hear National Public Radio programming again on the FM band. Kai Ludwig has been researching this and finds that KCRW in Los Angeles is in charge of the 104.1 service in Berlin starting October 1st. So it seems, thanks to a successful fundraising effort of many millions of dollars, KCRW has global ambitions. Apparently, the number one transmitter, the Voice of Greece, has been down. Ivo Ivanov and I have not been hearing them on 9420 lately, but at times the other one on 9935 is still on the air. Voice of Indonesia is gone again from slightly below 9525. Atsunoda Ishida in Japan and I have not been hearing it since September 13th, as of September 19th. This has happened before and they've eventually come back, but it always causes concern. That leaves only one Indonesian shortwave station on the air, but not all the time, 3325. On September 18th, I tuned in at 1228 and was immediately rewarded by a Radio Republik Indonesia ID. That, of course, is the station in Palangkaraya. NBC Bougainville, as usual, having signed off the same frequency earlier. International Waters None, concerning the Caribbean Emergency and WeatherNet, CEWN, the ARRL letter, was told on September 12th that the frequencies in use have been 7162, 7188, and 3815 kHz LSB, and they request those frequencies be kept clear. Bill Leal sent that on to the Ontario DX Association. One of the better signals on 60 meters here from East Asia in our mornings is 4885. Echo of Hope, VOH from South Korea. Ron Howard in California reminds us of the programming now carried by that transmitter, September 16th at 1324, during a one-hour program called Radio Broadcasting Guide in Korean, and not parallel to the other VOH frequencies. During this, they provide sample IDs from many stations that broadcast to Korea, including VOA World News, and singing KBS Hanminjog Bangsong IDs. A strong signal, as usually says, and this one is never jammed by North Korea, but sometimes it's covered by over-the-horizon radar, perhaps from China. The program repeats again at the top of the hour. Last week we mentioned some new frequencies from Armenia, which we're testing sporadically with Public Radio Armenia programming, and also Dengue Kurdistan, such as 7520 and 9580. Ivo Ivanov has continued to monitor this, and so has Kai Ludwig. As of September 18th, he says neither 7520 nor 9580 came on the air by 0708, only on the usual Dengue Kurdistan frequency, 11600. So it looks like a series of tests have concluded, probably trying to snap up a new customer. September 15th at 1232, I detected a just barely audible JBA carrier on exactly 4010.220. Researching this later, I found it matched exactly to the hertz, the frequency reported last May by Wolfgang Büschel of Kyrgyzstan, Bishkek Birinchi Radio 1 from Krasnaya Rechka. This was during a gray line period, explaining the signal barely reaching here. I see that most logs of this elsewhere merely rounded off to 4010. via Internet, International Vacuum, VHF, HF, and MF. This is World of Radio 1896. The broadcast version of DX Listening Digest and worldofradio.com, all of which are non-commercial. Our thanks this week for financial support, marking the autumnal equinox, from Gerald T. Pollard in North Carolina, who sent a generous check to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Wolfgang Büschel forwards news from Austrian DXer Paul. According to Phoenix, Germany's TV news program, that Myanmar has set up a new radio station, or maybe they mean a program, in the Bengali or Bangla language and different Myanmar ethnic languages. Propaganda to publish true news on the Rohingya problem. Well, we know that Myanmar already has various ethnic language services on shortwave, so this may be too, but no further details. Well, under Netherlands Non, we've received this news from Michiel Bouwmeester of Universe Radio. On Saturday, September 30th, Universe Radio will make a special HF broadcast celebrating its fifth anniversary. A QSL card will be available. It's a 24/7 internet station playing music, a mix of old and new hits, and independent music. This will be a look back over the last 5 years, including via WBCQ, 9330 at 10 to 15 UT. Also, on the same date, via Armenia, 100 kilowatts on 15230 between 09 and 13 UT, and via a German site with 100 kilowatts on 6070 at 14 to 18 UT. I question whether that's really Germany, probably Austria, if they're running that much power. Universe Radio. The Antichrist Pirate Station YHWH had been missing for a sesquimonth. I last heard it August 5th on 7585, or at least a carrier on the frequency. But Rich Ray in Chicago reports it on September 17th on a different frequency, 7470, at 0319 until off at 0349. Rick Barton in Arizona was also hearing it with S9 signals at 0220 on that date. And at 0245 with his old Ten Commandments of Yahweh segment. The audio was good for a change. However, there was just a carrier that went off about 0300. Rick heard him again the next night, tuned in at 0145 on 7470 with a solid S9 signal in Arizona. However, all I get is a carrier, so his coverage is rather limited. Walt Salmaniv was also having good to excellent reception in British Columbia and Alberta, around 0252 to 257. But nearby Rick Barton in Arizona from Prescott Valley, Art KA5DWI, says the audio was pretty weak. Can't really hear him. Lots of fade. Rick, if you are hearing him strong, he must be close to you. Ron Howard in California reports Solomon Islands broadcasting on 9545 September 15th with Pacific Island Songs from 0431. But they cut off the air at 0457. Seems to be on a timer, as that's the time they have cut off on other dates, and presumably changing to the night frequency, which won't be fading in quite that early, 5020. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria is still reporting Voice of the People of Somaliland via Madagascar at 19 to 1930 UT September 15th on 7325 with a fairly good signal. Lately, Radio Exterior de España would seldom be on all four scheduled frequencies, and on Saturday, September 16th and Sunday the 17th, when they should start 4 hours earlier at 1400, they were on no frequencies at all, as I noticed, and so did Manuel Mendez in Spain. This, of course, caused concerns that once again they might be deliberately ceasing shortwave broadcasting. But on Monday the 18th, Manuel Mendez says, They were not transmitting over the weekend because of a problem in the electrical transformer, which failed. But in the meantime, they repaired the transmitter, which had been off for some weeks, the one in North America, on 17855. And indeed, later that day, after 18UT, all four frequencies were again on the air and received very well here. 17855 best, and only slightly weaker to South America on 17715. If those aren't propagating, 15520 is usable, but not so much the fourth frequency, 15390. Kai Ludwig reading the fiscal year 2018 congressional budget justification for the Broadcasting Board of Governors sees that there is a reference to the Office of Technology, Services, and Innovation funding an additional $597 kilodollars for Seagull Transmitter and Sound of Hope. Kai says, I think Seagull is indeed the code name for the set of numerous low-power transmitters in use simultaneously from Taiwan in order to occupy more frequencies than China can jam, some of which relay Radio Free Asia. That's Sound of Hope, which of course run by the Falun Gong. Kai's comments in the Shortwave Sites group. However, Ian speculates that the name Seagull Transmitter could be BBG code for offshore ship broadcasting. And another significant excerpt from the BBG budget justification for the next fiscal year, leveraging strategic location and low costs of the Kuwait station. Because of the superior strategic location and extremely low operating costs of the Kuwait transmitting station, in fiscal 2016, TSI began expanding that facility to provide transmission to places where shortwave remains important. Installation of one antenna additionally began in fiscal 2017. Installation of three other transmitters and procurement of required antennas will continue in fiscal 17 and 18. This will complete the build-out of the station to the full transmitter capacity allowed by the current agreement with the government of Kuwait, allowing BBG to serve virtually all legacy shortwave audiences in the most cost-effective manner possible. Because of the very low cost of electrical power in Kuwait, the Kuwait transmitting station is the least expensive IBB station to operate. This project will allow the agency to shift mission-critical but higher-cost transmissions from other stations in the IBB network to Kuwait. Because WRMI was knocked off the air by Hurricane Irma, several World of Radio transmissions were missing last week. That's program number 1895. If you did not manage to hear it because of that, I urge you to go find it via our website, worldofradio.com, or podcasts. Even before power was restored at Okeechobee, the staff at WRMI hustled to repair antenna feed lines that were down and a number of telephone poles holding them up. And one by one, most of the transmitters were able to resume broadcasting on the previous frequencies during the following week. Lots of detail about this in the new DX Listening Digest, number 1738, via worldofradio.com. However, as of September 19th, a few frequencies were still not able to be on the air again, 7730, 15770, both of which carry World of Radio at certain times. Also, 11825 was not yet back. And the problem with 15770 is that the northeastward antenna it had been using was destroyed, but Jeff White says the frequency may come back soon on a different antenna. Jeff White has been posting almost daily updates, and the only place to find them, not on the WRMI website, but on their Facebook, which is Slant WRMI Radio. Mark Sills in Dallas left a phone message around September 14th that Randy Steele had died, liver failure on the way to a hospital. Born as Randy Ripley, she was operations manager at WBCQ and as a transgender person had a rather acrimonious split with the station some 18 years ago. I have received no further details or confirmation about this, but Alan Weiner Worldwide was talking about Randy on his next program as monitored by me and by John Carver. The split was because she could just not stand Brother Scare and his anti-homosexual, anti-transgender rants. It was also announced that the next chapter has ended its run after some 200 episodes on WBCQ, so I wonder if his Radio Alexandria project is any closer to fruition. That had been Wednesdays at 23 to midnight on 7490. Last week I mentioned that WRNO New Orleans was missing again from 7505 variable, as often happens, but they came back, heard again September 15th at 0125 during the nominally 01 to 04 UT broadcast. Big sensation among medium wave DXers this week has been the appearance of a new station on 1520, or reactivated, KQQB in Stockdale, Texas, near San Antonio. First reported, apparently, by Martin Fultz in Mission Viejo, California, UT September 14th at 0436 past 0500, and they were running a loop announcement advertising time available on the station, mentioning two phone numbers. There was interference, of course, from other stations, but he did manage to hear it. And then it was widely reported, not only from as far away as California, but to the east by Steve Francis in Tennessee, Illinois by Kaz near Chicago, among many others. The main obstacle being KOKC Oklahoma City on 1520, which, together with a directional pattern of KQQB with a notch toward Oklahoma, is why I have not yet heard it. But at least KOKC is temporarily, but for a long time now, on reduced power of only 10 kilowatts non-directional. KQQB is listed as a 2.5 kilowatt day timer, but it's being heard well into the night. It amounts to a DX test. No telling how long this will continue, but Nigel Pimlin in Alberta was still reporting it at 0448 UT September 19th. The team at Protect My Public Media wrote on September 14th, the House and Senate passed a short-term spending bill to keep the federal government, including public media, fully funded through the beginning of December. Even though Congress has approved public media funding, this is a marker for funding negotiations taking place later this year. The debate on federal funding for all programs, including public media, will pick up again later this fall. Read more about it at their blog, protectmypublicmedia.org. Here's an intriguing ID from Art Delibert in Maryland reporting to Hardcore DX. 5049.24, something in Spanish from TuneIn at 2250. Maybe an ID at 2254. The music sounded Andean. Could have been from somewhere in South America. We might have thought this was a phantom as nothing is listed, but David Gorin replied from circa New York that he was also hearing Spanish there, fading up for a few seconds, but it went off somewhere around 2315. I suggested maybe it would be better heard in the morning before local sunrise, but there have been no further reports of it. Bruce Sportzer, editor, notifies us that his Pacific Asian log has been updated. It covers over 5,000 stations in over 50 countries on medium wave. You can reach it via www.radioheritage.net. The propagation outlook from Boulder. G1 minor storms likely, with A and K indices peaking at 20 and 5 September 27th to 29th, and 25 and 5 October 11th to 13th. Solar flux rising from 75 September 22nd to a peak of 115 on the 29th to October 6th, and down to 72 by October 13th. That's World of Radio 1896. I'm Glenn Hauser.